West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer, who is conferring here in Washington with the President and officials of the State Department, has gained the reputation of being one of the shrewdest and most determined men on the European political scene. Right now, he is engaged in deep conversations with his American allies, but at the same time, he is pondering a much-mooted question among his party leaders, Christian Democrats, how to maintain the delicate balance of his relations with the Soviet Union so that he can withstand the carping criticism of his social democratic opponent, Erich Ollenhauer. There's an election coming up this fall in West Germany in September. Relations between the Bonn government and Moscow is certain to be one of the flaming issues that could develop into the determining factor the Chancellor could win or lose on his handling of it. Adenauer is a devout Roman Catholic. He's an uncompromising foe of communism. As he faces the election, which will determine whether he goes into office for his third term as Chancellor, he must devise some policy that will hold out to his people some hope of reunification, paramount in every German mind. And yet, at the same time, he cannot yield to the blandishments of Soviet leaders who hope to effect unification on their terms. Adenauer is 81 years old, but he exhibits the strength and the stamina of a man far younger. And he apparently welcomes the coming election as a challenge, as a test of his policies, which are based on alliance with the Western world. The Chancellor is not afraid of a battle. To the contrary, he relishes one that fires his blood and quickens the tempo of his life, which inspires him, which imbues him with a desire to live and still to live. The campaign which will end in September could be a vigorous one, and the going could be very rough. Ollenhauer is a fighter too, and his opposition should not be underestimated. It remains for the British, however, to put on a rough campaign. A perfect example is to be found in the words of Nye Vance, speaking in a by-election 3 months ago. The left-wing Labourite attacked the invasion of Egypt, and then he said the Tory tribe got together and decided that a sacrifice must be made. After so monstrous a crime and so deep a guilt, any old ram wouldn't do, only the most precious lamb in the flock. So the prime minister was chosen. Let there be no doubt about the sacrifice. Don't imagine that the lamb was taken willingly to the stone. He had to be hauled to the stone. Sir Anthony is gone and succeeded by his accomplice. That sort of language is very strong indeed, but that language is the kind that you hear frequently in political campaigns in Britain. This is Cedric Foster in Washington.